Hi everybody, I'm Martin and this is our new show called Idiomania. Idiomania will help you learn and practice idiomatic expressions that are commonly used in everyday English. This show is a part of my business, LOS, Language Online Services. I started LOS when I moved from Prague in the Czech Republic, where I come from, to Stockholm in Sweden in 2010. My wife is Swedish, so I was actually forced to leave my hometown. Just joking. I have never ever regretted moving to Sweden. I won't host this show myself. I have two colleagues that will help me with Idiomania. One of them is actually on the line right now. Rory, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Martin. It's a pleasure to be here.
Rory, before we go to our topic for today, could you possibly say a few words about yourself and your background?
Sure, Martin. No problem. As you know, I like talking about myself.
Yes, that's why I asked.
So, yes. My full name is Rory Mulverhill. I'm nearly 63 years old. For the first 34 years of my working life, I was a lawyer. Mm-hmm. And when I retired about 7 years ago, I retrained as a teacher of English as a foreign language. Mm-hmm. And since then, I've been working on summer schools, teaching English language to foreign students. And I've also worked for you, Martin, at LOS, teaching students of all nationalities. I have an original degree in law, plus a master's in business and a master's in theatre. And my main hobbies are acting on stage and originally playing, too old for it now, now just watching football.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't like watching football in the UK? Almost everybody does, right?
Right.
Thanks, Rory, for the short intro. Let's go to our topic for today. The topic we chose for the first episode of this show is procrastination. Rory, would you mind telling our listeners why we picked procrastination?
Well, we both agree that this is a guilty pleasure for most people.
We do.
The word comes from the Latin pro, meaning in favor of, and crass, meaning tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So if you procrastinate, you're in favor of doing something tomorrow rather than doing it today. And let's face it, we all do that. Everybody procrastinates, given half the chance, but we shouldn't. And our particular focus for procrastination, Martin, is on students.
That's right.
Because it's during your student life, you're most likely to encounter it and most likely to suffer because of it. All students have deadlines for assignments and the like, and it is so easy to say to yourself, oh, I won't do it today. I'll just have a nice night tonight, then I'll definitely do it tomorrow. Then tomorrow comes and the same happens. And you keep putting it off, putting it off, putting it off. And eventually it gets to the stage where you have to pull an all-nighter, as we say in English, which means not only working all through the day to get things done, but not going to bed and working all through the night to get done what you were warned you needed to do many weeks before. And there's no need. If you just get on with it straight away, life will be so much easier. Procrastinate, and it will become that much more difficult.
We've all been there, I believe.
Absolutely, Martin.
Yeah, most
I'm not preaching to anybody. I've done it, you've done it, we've all done it, but we all know we shouldn't do it.
Right, yeah. Actually, research suggests that we like putting things off because we don't want to step out of our comfort zone, you know?
Sure.
We like doing things the same old way because it feels comfortable. Yeah.
All right.
With this issue or challenge comes a lot of expressions which students can use when they talk about procrastination or putting things off. And we've got four of them on the list. What we'll do now, Rory, is this. I will give our listeners an example sentence and then you can explain what the idioms and expressions in these sentences mean. All right?
Sure, I'll do my best.
Okay. Let's do the first one. The report was due in September, but he has dragged his heels. to drag one's heels.
Well, this is our first idiom meaning to delay something. And if you think about the literal translation of dragging one's heels, it's when you're walking along, but you're making your heel of your shoe drag against the ground.
I see.
And if your heel drags against the ground, it means you move more slowly. And this would tend to be, for instance, in the case of a child being taken somewhere by one of its parents where the child didn't want to go, and the child would walk very heavily on his heels, which would mean that the journey would be delayed. They would get to the destination later than they should do, but the destination is still there. And whatever the child was afraid of happening, perhaps he's going to the dentist, it's still going to happen. So dragging one's heels may delay the arrival, but it won't delay what's going to happen. So, well, it might delay it a little bit, but it's not going to stop it happening.
Yes.
That's the point.
I see.
There's no point dragging one's heels. Whatever you're frightened of or worried about, it's still going to happen. So why not just go for it? Don't drag your heels. Just be brave. Face up to it.
Yes, and in our example sentence, you should write the report now. You should not be acting this way. You shouldn't put the report off.
That's right. You will end up, in all probability, doing what the students do. Instead of having, let's say, a week to do it, where you work steadily each day over 7 days and then give the report to the boss, you put it off to day two, then to day three, then to day four. So then, come day six and seven, you've got to work all day and all night, maybe, to do it in time. And let's be honest about it. Sometimes people who procrastinate don't succeed in getting it done at all. So what if you go to the boss and he says, where's the report? So, well, actually, I haven't finished it yet. There could be real world consequences. If your boss has given you a week, a deadline of a week, you don't produce it, your job might be in danger. So don't procrastinate. Don't put it off. Start straight away. You'll feel better once you've started.
You're right. Yes. Okay. So to drag one's heels, that's the first one. Let's move on to the next one. Listen to the example sentence. Don't dilly-dally for too long. Dilly-dally, it's a verb. What the heck does this mean?
Yes. In fact, I've only just realized that I think it is probably a play on words with the verb to delay.
Oh, yeah.
Dilly-dally. So two ways of pronouncing.
Possibly.
Delay,
yes.
I suppose. And so dilly-dallying is when somebody is just not getting on with something. This tends to be interchangeable with most of the expressions relating to procrastination. But I would say in the case of dilly-dallying, it's more to do with delay in the moment. So it's about, again, I hate to give all this bad rep to children, but you think of a teenager and he's supposed to be getting in the car because you're going somewhere, and he's putting his shoes on. Oh, he doesn't like those shoes. He'll try some other shoes on. Come on, don't dilly-dally. That's the sort of example that I will give. It tends to be not as serious, perhaps, as other examples. And it's the sort of thing that a parent would say to a child who is just not getting on with what they're supposed to do. Come on, it's time for school. You know, don't dilly-dally, get on with what you've got to do. So probably the sort of thing that relates to a real-time situation rather than a deadline of a week or 2 weeks or whatever it is.
Right, thanks. Don't dilly-dally for too long. Okay. The next one, number three, it's a proverb. Listen to the example sentence. In health, we believe a stitch in time saves nine. A stitch in time saves nine. What does that mean?
Okay, well, it's probably best to start off with the literal interpretation.
Go on.
So a stitch is what you put into a garment or a piece of clothing which has a hole in it or has been torn, like a jacket or a pair of trousers. So let's say, for instance, Martin, you're walking down the street and you're wearing a nice jacket and you catch your jacket on a nail which is sticking out of some brickwork, and you rip your jacket and there's a hole there in it, and you get home and you think, I should really stitch that. I should put one stitch in this hole and that will, it will close the hole up.
Mm-hmm.
But you think, oh no, no, I'll do it tomorrow. Well, tomorrow you wear the jacket again, you get back home, you say, oh, I must fix that, but the hole is bigger.
Mm.
So if you do it now, you'll need two stitches. And this goes on for days and days. Eventually, when you get round to doing it, the hole is so big that you can't stitch it with one stitch. You need to use nine. This is the literal interpretation. And you can tell that metaphorically, this means that if you don't address a problem straight away, not only may the problem, well, will the problem still be there, it won't go away, but it will get worse.
Yeah.
And each day that goes by, the problem will get worse. So it's not just a question of doing something you're supposed to do. It's doing it while it's still comparatively small as a problem. Leave it and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Pardon me. And in your example of health, if you imagine somebody who is not feeling very well and they should go to the doctor, but they don't, they say, no, I'll go tomorrow. I'll go tomorrow. And then tomorrow, whatever their problem is, maybe it's a bad cough, something like that, it's worse. And then they leave it another day. So by the time they go to the doctor, the problem is much bigger than it would have been had they gone straight away. So in health in particular, it's very important. Any problem, go see a doctor straight away, because the longer you leave it, the worse your condition could get and the more serious the consequences could be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. A stitch in time saves nine. All right. Finally, we have one more. Here's the example sentence. In the Brexit negotiations, the British government continues to kick the can down the road. Kicking the can down the road. What does that mean?
Again, it's probably best to look at the literal meaning. If you think of the can as a metaphor for something that needs to be dealt with, probably picked up and disposed of, but there's something not very pleasant about it. If you have a can in front of you and you should pick it up and deal with it, but you think, no, I'll do it later, you physically kick it. So it ends up 20, 30 yards away. So and for the time it takes you to walk up to the can again, you're okay. You feel great. I haven't had to deal with it. But then, what, 90 seconds later, you're faced with the same problem. You should really pick it up and deal with it. But no, you kick it again, because for another 90 seconds, it's fine. There's no problem. But eventually, you come across the can again. So kicking the can down the road means putting something off which you need to deal with. It's not going to go away. You should deal with it straight away. Pick the can up. Dispose of it, no matter how gruesome the can is, literally or metaphorically, deal with it, because eventually you will. You could kick it 10, 20, 100 times. Eventually, you're going to have to pick it up. And in the example that you gave me, the British government might be said to have been kicking the can down the road with Brexit negotiations because there have been certain realities that they've failed to face up to. And they've had 2 years since the triggering of the Article 50, which was our notice to the European Union that we were going to leave, to make sure everything was in order. But they've kept delaying and delaying and delaying, putting it off, kicking the can down the road until now. We've only got 10 days or so till we're supposed to leave the European Union, and things still haven't been resolved. So this is an expression you'll find appearing in the British newspapers every day of the week.
Because we're all in trouble. It's true. Yeah. Here we go. Four expressions related to procrastination. Drag one's heels. You are deliberately slow or reluctant to act. Dilly-dally, you waste time through aimless wandering or indecision. A stitch in time saves nine, it's a proverb. If you sort out a problem immediately, you may save extra work or trouble later. And finally, you kick the can down the road, you delay the inevitable. All right, Rory, thanks for explaining these idioms to me and our listeners.
It's a pleasure, and perhaps I could give the listeners a plug for my blog on the LOS website about procrastination.
Very good. You will find this blog post and my lesson on procrastination on our Idiomania webpage. All you need to do is to go to our LOS Language Online Services website. I guess that's it for today. We'll be back with a new episode soon. Thanks for listening. Take care and goodbye.
Bye.